Stop 5. The coppice tree. Between the fork of the upper and lower track, there's a clump of 5 trees in an almost perfect circle. Well, this group is actually one very old red iron bark. The trunk of the original was about a metre diameter, and this giant was one of the many red iron barks and the river red gums that once spread across these hills and was chopped down. The Jarrah people knew the red iron bark as Yirrip, and this one here started life about 500 years ago. And when the miners needed wood for building and cooking and steam engines and puddling machines, this and every other tree was felled to the cause.
And every night, scores of the trees were felled. We always kept a glorious fire before our tent night and day. And what a splendid crash these mighty giants of the forest come down with.
But like the Jarrah people, this Yirrip, this red iron bark beside us, survives. For under the ground is the lignotuber, the base of the old giant, and these 5 new trees grow out of it. We say that this tree has coppiced, and all around you is a forest of coppiced regrowth, clumps and circles of trees standing in defiance of the axe and the cross-cut saw. And the miners who lived here, they did it tough. When all the trees were gone, they lived in what we would regard as a wasteland, virtually on top of their claims, amongst the tree stumps, cheek and jowl, with the noise and the dust. One such dwelling is on the right-hand side of the track as you walk to stop 6. You can look over and see a stone wall and the garden path where the old house site was, and then it's on to stop 6, the water race on the bridge about 60 metres along the track.